Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Joe Caffey. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Pope. Batting third. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Kenny Kuhn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey strikes out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pope for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Caffey. Boone reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Keane moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keane tags and scores. Torgerson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Caffey takes first base on ball 4. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-1 in the game. Pope hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keane hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Strickland catches it and throws to first to double up Larry. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Ward reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Kuhn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuhn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuhn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bowling. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Bowling steals third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Bowling scores. Larry moves to third. Keane moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry scores. Keane scores. It's 8-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Caffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-2 in the game. Pope hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caffey moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tuttle is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Coon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Averill reaches second base with a double. Coon goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1 Tigers. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Averill trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into Wilson who tags Averill who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Joe Caffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Caffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Larry strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Coon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pope hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Pope reaches second base with a double. Kaline throws the ball into Keene, who tags Pope trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pope. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a line drive into left field. Caffey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Boone moves to third. It's 9-1, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes House. The throw from Averill and he is safe. House steals second. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Coon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Coon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.